Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. And don't forget, we do have a podcast as well, Mark Narration. Search it on most podcasts and you will find it there. And let's crack on with today's first story. Much love, guys. And this story comes from Girl with Internet, who says, would I be the arsehole by not telling a guy I've been dating for a month that I'm having artificial insemination to be a single mother? Prior to lockdown, I decided to be a single mother by choice. The journey to accepting this has taken 2 years and included counselling and a very thorough plan to ensure I could do this alone. I was happy with my decision and I was in a good place in my life where I realised my desire to be a mother was stronger than looking for a partner. Which may or may not happen. And with my fertility declining, I chose to go down this path as a solo woman. Right before I was due to have artificial insemination with donor sperm, the pandemic hit and treatments were cancelled. There was no timeline for when things may reopen. For a few days, I was devastated as I was so mentally prepared for this. And then I picked myself up and decided to park my plan. After all, I didn't have a choice. I downloaded a dating app out of curiosity and figured that I could still chat to guys and see what happened, without any expectation really. I've been talking with a guy, let's call him G, and it's only been a month, so very early stage. However, we've met up twice, with a third meeting planned, spoken many times on the phone, and I get a really good feeling from him. For the first time in years, quite frankly, I feel emotionally connected with a man and it feels completely natural and promising. During this time, my clinic called me to say they have had approval to open, and do I wish to go ahead this month with my treatment? I want to be a mother more than ever, so I said yes, and I'm now on medication with my appointment set for next week. While there's no guarantee I'll get pregnant on the first go, I have a conflict in my mind about informing G of my plan. On the one hand, it's at such an early stage of our romance without yet being anything committed, that I feel like I'm bringing something up prematurely. On the other hand, I wonder what may happen as time goes on. Am I just delaying the inevitable? Is it deceptive of me not to inform him of something so fundamental in my life? A friend told me that I'd sabotage a potential relationship with him by telling him of this plan right now, and that a man who is really into me will accept me even if I'm pregnant, and that more time is needed for him to really get to know me. But in my mind, I'm wondering if it will piss him off by suddenly saying, hey, I'm pregnant by the way. We've spoken loosely about wanting kids in the future, so I know he'll like a family, but it was a brief passing comment. I'm also not willing to wait to get into a long-term relationship, and we are far too early on to be thinking about a family together. Would I be the arsehole by keeping quiet about the plan for now? Now, I definitely feel like I said you're the arsehole in this situation, because even though your friend said that a man who's really into me will accept me even if I'm pregnant, which, you know, is random in itself. But it's not only the pregnancy he would have to accept. Eventually, with pregnancy comes another human that he would have to accept into his life as well. And does he want that in his life? He deserves that choice. And before he gets too invested into the relationship, sure, you might tell him, but I'm pregnant now and I'm going to have a child eventually, obviously. What do you think about that? He may turn around and go, wow, that's great news, and be fully invested in it. But at the same time, he might not be at the time in his life when he wants a child. But in the end, you know, that decision just might make you two incompatible, and that's okay. But if it looks like it's going to be like a semi-serious relationship, serious relationship, whatever, I think he deserves to know. But Red Rose Belmont says, sorry, but you're the arsehole. This is very important information that you should share so he can make a decision as to whether they want to build a relationship with you. Before it was just you. Now you're involving another person, who honestly you don't really need at all if your primary goal is just to have a child. You should let him know while it's still early in the process and he's not that attached. Waiting would be trapping them. Already dead for years says in quotes, "Is it deceptive of me not to inform him of something so fundamental in my life? But in my mind, I'm wondering if it will piss him off by suddenly saying, hey, I'm pregnant by the way. We've spoken loosely about wanting kids in the future, so I know he'd like a family. But it was a brief passing comment. Would I be the arsehole by keeping quiet about the plan for now?" Then says, "Of course you would be the arsehole unless you've made it perfectly clear to him that he is just a casual hookup and you have no future plans with him. All of the above screams out like obviously you'd be the arsehole if you withhold that info now and just dump it on him later." Dixie Kong Country says, "You would be the arsehole. Doing that is your right and congrats, but I do think a partner has a right to know about it. Unless it's more of a casual hookup, then perhaps it isn't any of his business, but I'm assuming it is more serious than that." A deleted user says, "You would be the arsehole, and I'll confess I fail to find the logic in dating while pregnant unless, of course, you are 100% dad shopping. Because whomever you date, if you ever want something seriously, will become the dad's child. So if you're searching for the father, you need to be upfront. This is pretty straightforward. He has a right to know what he's getting into. Edit. If you honestly believe that you can keep a baby and a committed relationship in separate compartments, then I'm really confused. You cannot be raising a child and on the side have a full-fledged relationship. Obviously, you can do casual and make sure the kid never meets him ever, break up and move on to the next, etc. So if casual, sure, but you still need to disclose. If it's full-fledged, he needs to be dad material for your kid or else you're straight up a bad mum. Not you per se, but any woman who brings a shifty slash shitty man into a home without regard for their child is pretty trashy. Assuming you're a decent person, you need to vet this man and need to let him know you are doing it. Or I guess long-term casual relationship." And one more from Lisa who says, "You would be the arsehole. Your friend gave you terrible advice. It's absolutely appropriate, even vital, at this point for you to tell this guy that you're pursuing insemination. While I don't think that it is necessary a first date topic, it seems like this now has the potential to be a real relationship. Would you still want to be with this guy if he decided something so deeply important to you was a deal breaker for him? I think you need to discuss this before you proceed with insemination so you can both decide whether you are truly compatible and want to continue your relationship. If he says no, of course that does not automatically make him the arsehole. It just makes him somebody who wants something different than you do. I wish you all the best of luck. ETA, I have a friend who is in exactly the same position, minus the whole world situation thing, as she started a new relationship that seemed promising. She had the same debate with herself and decided to go ahead and explain everything to him. He was actually okay with it. The treatment was sadly unsuccessful and they split for other reasons, but she was very glad she had been upfront with him." So then, OP did update the story, which said, "A month ago, I asked would I be the arsehole for not telling the guy I had only started dating that I had plans to become a single mother. I was scared I'd lose him, but also felt I would be deceiving him by not telling him, thus making the investment in our relationship unfair. The comments were pretty much unanimous in that I'm an arsehole and needed to tell him, and this validated my decision to go forth and be honest, as nervous as I was. I explained my situation about taking 2 years to come to this decision. And my fertility clinic had shut due to COVID, which was why I'd gone back on dating apps. I explained how my clinic had reopened after meeting him and how important it was to me to continue in my journey to become a mother. I knew this was baggage he hadn't expected and that there was every chance he would step away from the situation. Well, he didn't. We're now in a committed relationship and he's been supporting me in my journey. I've had 2 unsuccessful artificial inseminations with donor sperm. My original plan, and we've spoken about having a child together. As early on as it may seem, he told me my honesty made him consider his own future and how he really wants a family someday, and how he has admiration for me being honest about my situation and how he wants to help me fulfill my desires to be a mother, whether with him or with donor sperm. Either way, he wants to be a part of my life. I wanted to provide this update as a positive outcome has come out of being labeled an arsehole, and it pushed me to do the right thing, which has in turn meant I had the most understanding and accepting boyfriend. Had I kept this info from him, it would have played on my conscience, as well as most likely have caused him not to trust me. So thank you. Edit. Gosh, I didn't expect this post would blow up in this way. Thanks for the lovely words of support, and also those of you taking the time to provide food for thought of co-parenting and step-parenting. This is new territory for me. I don't know anyone else in my day-to-day life who has been in this situation, so it's so valuable to me to hear your views and gain new perspectives. Thank you, kind Reddit community. And of course, we have another update. Hold
up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Well, which says, I wanted to put out an update after receiving a number of requests and good wishes. It's been 14 months since our last post. I commenced fertility treatment back in June 2020, just after my third date with G, having told him of my plans. After three failed rounds of IUI, insemination, the last of which ended in early miscarriage, I switched to IVF and fell pregnant the first round in October 2020. I was with G when the clinic called to confirm my pregnancy, and he was genuinely thrilled for me. Me and G continued to date during this time. Last summer is full of lovely memories of park picnics in the sun, long scenic walks, cooking dinners together, and generally wholesome hanging out. My country fell into a strict lockdown in December 2020 at 3 months pregnant. We continued our relationship long distance as he'd moved from my city back home temporarily to look after his mother. We found ways to keep things alive, sending each other gifts for example. G moved back to the city earlier this year, and throughout the final stages of my pregnancy, we continued to see each other. 2 months ago, I gave birth to a boy, B. I was only allowed one consistent guest, which was my birth partner, my mother. I kept G up to date and sent videos and had calls from the hospital. He couldn't be with me physically, but he packed a whole bunch of useful things for my hospital bag and ensured things were as comfortable for me as possible. G describes my son as an extension of me. Despite not being the biological father, he wants to play a fatherly role, which warms my heart. I've been learning a lot about what I need to do to ensure B can thrive without a biological father and have a great male role models around him, like G. It hasn't been all plain sailing though. I moved with my mother when I commenced fertility treatment. That was always the plan to help support me, not financially but rather to help look after B. And she was cynical of me dating someone who wasn't the biological father. She found the whole thing unconventional, which it is, and unrealistic. A week ago they met for the first time, and she liked him and is slowly accepting him. B is my world and my priority. Me and G are still on a learning curve to figure things out, but what we're sure about is that we want to build a life together. Thank you to all of you who took the time to offer constructive and encouraging advice. I sometimes wonder if I'd be with G had I not told him the truth about my fertility plans and r/am I the arsehole made that decision very clear for me. So thank you. And I'm very glad it did go a positive way for OP in the end, and they did tell G about the pregnancy and their plans for the future. I think it was the correct way. Even after telling G, it still could have went 50-50 because of incompatibility, and I wouldn't have been able myself to blame G either if he did want to step back from the relationship, because taking on a child is a life-changing thing, isn't it? Sure, he did say, you know, he wants a family in the future, but did he want it at that particular moment? It's a tough one. But what do you guys make of this situation? How would you have handled it if you was OP? How do you think you would have handled it if you was G in this situation? Let us know your thoughts down in the comments below, and let's move on to another story. And our next story comes from Sudden Impact 3097, who says, am I the asshole for forcing my husband to pay for my daughter's piano after he damaged it? My husband and I have been together for 2.5 years. I have a daughter, Callie. She's 13. She loves instrumental music and piano has been her number one interest. I'm not saying this because she's my daughter, but really, I see her talent as special and more importantly, she uses it to express her feelings, especially for her deceased father who passed away when she was 7. She always says that she, in a way, connects to him through playing piano. So I encouraged her to do more and her grandparents bought her a 6,000 piano that she was thrilled with. The whole family encourages her, but my husband thinks she's being distracted from school, real future, etc. He doesn't attend her plays, doesn't help with the academy, doesn't even take the time to listen to her playing, and every time he comes home, he has her playing upstairs, he'd lecture us about how this activity is just a waste of time. I sat him down and told him about Callie picking up on that bad vibe. He got mad and said he was doing my job for me and ensuring she doesn't get distracted from school, although her grades are good. We went back and forth on this and I made it clear that this should stop. He said okay, and that was the end of it. On Sunday, a huge argument ensued in the house because my husband claimed Callie woke him up on his day off with her loud playing. He issued an ultimatum. Either the piano goes or he gets rid of it himself. I asked where should I take it. He said Callie's grandparents' house, but Callie didn't want to. After we left, I found out that my husband took it to the junkyard his dad works at and cut it into pieces. A big argument ensued and we literally had a screaming match in front of his family over this. I gave him 2 days to pay for a new one, despite him apologizing and saying he acted in a moment of desperation and frustration. He said the only way he could pay for it is using his savings that was supposed to go towards his new garage as a side business. He complained about me forcing him to pay and ruining his business before it even starts. He kept sending his family as middlemen to get me to give him at least 4 months, but I refused and stood my ground despite being called unreasonable since it's a piano versus new business. Am I the arsehole for forcing him to pay and not giving him time? Edit. No, he didn't have an issue with whatever Callie was doing at first till we started living together. At first I thought that as a family we'd tend to get annoyed by stuff other family members do, but apparently this is not the case. By the way, tonight or tomorrow morning is the timeline I've given him, and so far I haven't heard from him or his dad. Now this feels like one of those hot take moments where I've read too many Reddit stories, but you mentioned that Callie uses this piano to express her feelings, especially for her deceased father who passed away when she was 7. And then you went on to talk about how husband doesn't like her playing it, it distracts her from school, he doesn't attend the plays, and every time he's just basically, sounds like just treating Callie badly. And it felt to me as I was reading it, again, could be a hot take here, that he's jealous that she's connected to her father who passed away through this piano, and he doesn't like that. Like a total jealousy issue. Regardless, I want to say I'm not the arsehole on this one, but I also kind of want to say you're the arsehole at the same time for allowing Callie to go through this. It sounds like Callie has been snubbed in her own home, doesn't attend her plays, doesn't help with the academy, doesn't take the time to listen to her playing, and every time he comes home and hears her playing upstairs, he lectures her on how this activity is a waste of time. And then you went back and forth on the arguing, and he took the moment to move a piano, which, let's face it, is not a light piece of equipment, so he needed someone else to help him with this. Take it somewhere, and not just damage it, fucking destroy the thing. An item which means the absolute world to a 13-year-old girl. Destroyed it. A connection to her deceased father. You kidding me? Absolute arsehole that guy is. And we'll start off with Baron, who says, sue his ass for the cost of the piano and divorce him for being a complete arsehole. Real MF Hot Girl Shit says, a weak person so desperate for affection of any type that they sacrifice their child's well-being for some mediocre dick in this situation. If you stay with him, OP, your daughter will remember. This is absolutely divorce worthy, and if his only punishment is making him replace the item, has he really learned anything? If I were you, OP, he would have been kicked to the curb when he started to disparage my daughter's passion, especially considering this helps her cope with her father's death. Personally, I think he is insecure and jealous of her late father, so he had to destroy the piano. I don't deal with insecure men, so that would have been his walking papers. Sue him for the piano, file for divorce. If not, your daughter will never forgive you. Your loyalty is to her, above all. She did not ask to be born. Don't let her down. Don't show her that husbands are right to abuse children. Woman the fuck up. Josh Dunkley says, not the arsehole for the question about demanding he pay for what he damaged, but you're the arsehole for staying with a man who would act this way to your child. If someone, let alone my partner, treated my children like this, or their beloved possessions, I'm not sure I could keep it from getting physical, and a $6,000 bill would be the least of their concerns. Vartner says not the arsehole, the cost of the piano should be the least of his worries. Get him to pay for a new one, but then kick his ass to the curb and start divorce proceedings. He's obviously way too toxic to be allowed around your daughter. Judge Judd, am I the arsehole, says not the arsehole, give him a simple choice. His business is delayed while he takes accountability for his actions, or his business is ruined by having theft charges brought against him. Edit, and you're the arsehole for allowing your husband to treat your daughter so poorly for so long. Edit 2. The reason the family is yelling at you is because in most jurisdictions, the father could be charged for receiving stolen property. Grey Skies replies that one saying, seriously, he's not only been completely unsupportive for years, but he's been continually lecturing this talented, hard-working child that her efforts are a complete waste. OP should have squashed this years ago. The signs were there. It never should have got to the point of malicious destruction. Everyone sucks here. Poor kid. Nank says, I'm having a really hard time not calling you an asshole for marrying and subjecting your daughter to this man. She should come first, and it sounds like you forced her to live with someone who mistreats her. Actually, unless you insist on a safe space for her, therapy for him, and change in his behavior to continue this marriage, you're the asshole. OP replies that saying, hello. First of all, let me tell you this. He, at the beginning, had absolutely zero problem with my daughter's activities, whether it be piano playing or other things, that he also now has an issue with. It really seems like he gradually started hating and disagreeing with things my daughter does, and sometimes things I do as well. I did my best to try and have conversations with him, but as you can see, it's actually pointless. And one more from Miss Nomho, who says, OP, let me give you some insight here. When I was a teenager, my mum's husband accused me of some heinous shit. She made him apologize, but she stayed with him. From that day on, I worked my ass off at after-school jobs to save up. The day I turned 18, I was fucking gone. Yeah, she made him apologize, but she still chose that man and let him stay in our home despite what he did. I'm in my 30s and I'm only just now truly reconciling with my mother. This is your future if you choose to keep this man. No matter what you think, she will still view this as choosing him over her. Not the asshole for making him pay, but get that asshole out of your home. Now, I'm going to turn.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Obviously, it's got to be not the arsehole. Everyone sucks. Yeah, possibly you're the arsehole as well with what some of the comments were saying. But what is your thoughts on the matter? To move a piano, man, that's no easy task. Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. Now, just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, support, and time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so, so much for what you do. It truly does mean the world. And hopefully, I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love.
Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.